It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. Federal investigators will now join the local efforts in determining how a gas explosion caused two buildings to collapse, killing two people and injuring more than 20. Officials believe that some people are still unaccounted for in the East Harlem neighborhood. It happened just after 9 this morning at Park Avenue and 116th Street. The city has set up a special hotline for family members. You can find that by calling 311. The Red Cross has also set up an assistance center at PS 57. Mayor de Blasio said it was a gas explosion and a report was called in just before the blast and before the crew arrived. Some residents say, though, there's been a gas odor near the building for some time now. But earlier, Con Ed said there was no report of that before today. The scene was dramatic all day, and we'll check in with some WNYC reporters. We'll start with Stephen Nesson, who was there on the scene for most of it. He joins us now in the studio. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Richard.
Tell us about what it was like up there.
Well, gray smoke billowed all morning and afternoon from the site of the explosion. Firefighters were on cranes spraying from the top of the building. I saw some FDNY photos that showed rubble and debris in front of the building. And I saw video from a local guy who brought his drone to the site and was flying it overhead. And I could see debris on the roofs of all the buildings nearby as well.
Now, how extensive was the actual building? Was it just one complete pile of rubble? And let's set the scene a little bit. This is one of those kind of tenement buildings that are typical in the Harlem neighborhood. Five stories?
4 to 5 story building, several commercial shops nearby, a piano store on the first floor. And while only two of the buildings actually exploded today, the shocks were felt several miles around. Around the corner, I went to a beauty salon where the tiles on the ceiling had fallen down. And I spoke with local residents who say picture frames on their wall fell off and windows shattered nearby.
Now, talk about some of the people who are still unaccounted for. You were in the neighborhood. Did you talk to anyone who's still searching for loved ones?
I ran into 18-year-old Walter Leyva. He was there frantically looking for family. His aunt, 43-year-old Genevieve Rodriguez, also lived in one of those buildings that exploded. Leyva tells me when he saw the news on TV, he tried to call her several times on the phone. It went directly to voicemail. So he ran out of his electrician job in Queens, hopped on the subway. It was only his second day of work, but he didn't care.
I treat her like she's my second mother. Like, she is my soul. Like, I would literally kill somebody for her. Like, I just hope she is not what you call the word dead.
And after that, Leyva was escorted into the Red Cross Relief Center. We still don't know if he's found his aunt.
What about some of the other residents? Are they evacuated from their buildings, or are they allowed to go home?
The street's all roped off. People can't enter any of the buildings on that block on 116th Street, but they are getting relief at this Red Cross Center we've been talking about. It's at PS 57, a few blocks from the disaster scene. There, I ran into 32-year-old Ruben Borriero. He lived on the second floor of one of the buildings that exploded. It's his childhood home. His mother and teenage sister also live there. They were not home this morning, and he says he feels very fortunate.
The two things I couldn't replace were my mother and my sister. All I needed to know that they were fine. Everything else, again, it'll take a lifetime to replace what we lost, but it's replaceable. I can't replace them.
Borriero told me he did lose his old dog, an American Terrier, as well as his father's ashes that were in the building. But he does have friends and family he'll be staying with. But he definitely made sure to tell the Red Cross that everyone in his home was accounted for.
And what about the residents who were complaining about this odor of gas?
Well, this guy told me he called 311 several times over the years, including yesterday. And he said a few months ago, the smell of gas was so strong that everyone in the building was opening windows and doors.
Like bad, where I think one of the gentlemen on the top floor has to like break a lock to the staircase to the roof and open the front door just to air it out because the smell in the hallway was just so bad.
And Stephen, what did the landlord do? Did they complain?
I asked that, and he just gave me a cold stare and said, "Harlem landlord."
Okay, WNYC's Stephen Nesson. We're going to move now to WNYC's Robert Lewis, who has been reporting on the building records of this specific part of Park Avenue. Has there been any recent construction at this building? Anything investigators might be looking at right now?
Well, it looks like there has been recent work involving the gas lines at one of the buildings. Records shows a permit was issued in June of last year to install 120 feet of 3/4-inch gas piping at 1644 Park Avenue, one of the buildings that collapsed. And that line was supposed to supply gas for a stove. Now, according to a Con Edison spokesman, that work followed a complaint of a possible leak at that address just shortly prior to the work. Records show the job was completed June 21st of last year. And Con Ed says they did inspect the work and turn the gas back on in early July. It's worth cautioning here that the investigation is just getting underway, so it's obviously possible the gas work, which was relatively minor, had nothing to do with the explosion. Con Ed also said that much of the gas main along the stretch of street in front of those properties is cast iron, dating back all the way to 1887. And although the utility, they do survey those gas mains pretty regularly, they were last out there in early February, and they say they didn't find any leaks.
So, Robert, describe these buildings a bit. How many units are we talking about?
So the units that we're talking about has, I believe it's 14 units. One of them was owned by a Spanish Christian church, which sort of operated out of the ground floor, and they had 16 units there. That was 1644 Park Avenue. The other building, 1646, had 9 units. So, excuse me, there were 15 total. Its owner runs a piano store out of that building. So it was a mix of both residential and then some business.
Are you hearing anything about the actual owners of the building or people who live in the apartments?
Not a ton. I mean, I did manage to talk to the family of the woman who owns the piano store and 1646 Park Avenue, and they were understandably a bit stunned. The owner was apparently at the police station this morning trying to help locate the building tenants and make sure no one was missing in the rubble. When I talked to the family, they were at least under the impression that their tenants were accounted for, but they were still sort of trying to figure that out.